In the past 5 working days, I've had 30 phone calls, further 6 emails, culminating probably up to about 250, 260 passport queries through my constituency office in the last couple of months. And that's not just from my own constituency. The good citizens of Tyrone and Derry, through their public representatives, are in touch with me as well. That is something I want to put on the record before getting, as I said, into the substance of the motivation behind this call in the Dáil. I want to make the argument for a passport office in the Northwest. Obviously, I'm going to be using this as an opportunity to push for Letterkenny because of its city status and its previous gateway status. But somewhere in the Northwest, not for the online applications, that's going to be the norm for the renewal of passports, and that is working well, it's working really well. But I've spoken to Simon Coveney on this issue. When you consider if you're living in Britain or the North, you have the opportunity of going to Glasgow, Durham, Liverpool, Peterborough, Birmingham or Belfast if you want to apply for a British passport. In this jurisdiction, the options are Dublin, Cork, or London, or any other of our embassies around the world. So if you're a citizen in the Northwest and you're looking for an emergency passport appointment, for example, tomorrow morning, there's no emergency passport appointments available tomorrow morning in Dublin. So the only option to somebody in the Northwest is to either go to London or Cork for an appointment tomorrow morning in Cork, which is available at 9 o'clock. That means the travel, the overnight, and there is just something distinctly very, very wrong about that scenario. And I just want to put the idea on the record here today, Minister. I think it's really, really worth pursuing because there's a massive gap there in terms of providing equal service to everybody on this island. And the emergency passport application costs €150. If you're from Finglas, if you're from Kildare, if you're from Meath, if you're from Wicklow, €150 is still a lot of money, but it will only cost you €150, and maybe you can go by public transport or you can nip in a few minutes. But if you're from anywhere outside, up in the Northwest, you're talking about a night before, you're talking about hotel accommodation in the city, you're talking about the travel in non-motorways, you're talking about travel that doesn't have a train service. So there is a massive gap here, and Minister, I know your answer in advance is going to be saying that everything's working well in terms of the online, which it is. I mean, it's unbelievable, some of the turnaround stuff. But what I'm looking from government is to keep an open mind on this issue. And I'll talk a bit about the peace process in my summary. Thanks, Lascombe.
Thank you very much, Deputy. The Passport Service is a unified service composed of three constituent offices located in Lower Mound Street in Dublin 2, in Balbriggan, and in South Mall in Cork. Passport applications from all citizens, whether at home or abroad, are distributed for processing across those three passport offices on the basis of the type of application rather than on the place of residence of the applicant. The Passport Service provides a range of channels to Irish citizens wishing to apply for a passport, and these include a postal application service, an online passport application service, and an in-person counter appointment facility in Dublin and in Cork. 90% of all passport applications, including first-time applications, are now being made online. The Passport Service is committed to continuing to offer a range of application channels, including mail-in, paper-based service for citizens who are not eligible or do not wish to use Passport Service online. Passport Online is the priority channel for applications, as there are many efficiencies built into the system for both the applicant and the Passport Service. Passport Online can be accessed for all first-time applicants, both children and adults, in over 50 countries worldwide. All Irish citizens, including children, can use the online system to renew their passports from anywhere in the world. Passport Online Service offers Irish citizens the ability to apply online for their passport 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's user-friendly, it's efficient, and it consistently offers processing times up to 4 times faster than the paper-based passport renewal application system. The paper-based mail-in Passport Express service is available to citizens at almost 1,000 on-post post offices and at over 70 post office locations in Northern Ireland. With the availability of both Passport Online and the paper-based service, very few applicants are required to travel a significant distance in order to apply for their passports. And in the relatively small number of cases where citizens need to travel urgently and do not have a valid passport, the passport offices in Dublin and Cork offer an urgent appointment service for passport renewal with a one-day one-day turnaround. And the Passport Service offices in Dublin and Cork have processed 5,000 urgent appointments to date in 2022. These urgent appointment applications represent less than 1% of the total number of applications received by the Passport Service since January of this year. For applicants who have questions about their application, the Passport Service Customer Service Hub can be contacted by phone or by web chat, and while I know it can be challenging to get through at busy times, the Customer Service Hub has handled 95,000 queries this year to date. In April, customer service representatives handled an average of 1,000 queries per day. The department has also recently updated its website, including a new Passport Service section where applicants can easily find out which documents are required for their type of application. So overall, the current range of service options meets the needs of passport applicants, and the service improvements, both those recently introduced as well as those planned, allow the Passport Service to provide this essential citizen service in an efficient and effective manner. And while there are no current plans to open additional passport offices, Passport Service will continue to consider ways in which to enhance customer experience for citizens. And you've asked Deputy if we'll keep an open mind on it, and of course you will.
Thank you so much, Minister. That last paragraph is really, really important because it does emphasise it's going to continue to consider ways in which to enhance customer experience for citizens. And just to reiterate and re-emphasise again, for somebody living in the Northwest, they'll have to travel the night before, they'll have to pay substantial costs in relation to hotel accommodation. They're going to be out a lot of money, plus the 150 emergency passport cost as well. So I really, really do hope that I've spoken to Minister Coveney this morning in advance of this as well, and I really do hope that a meeting with officials and himself will happen as quickly as possible. Can I just make a few points in relation to the wider current system? Communication's key. We need a better early warning system. If I'm applying for my child's passport in January or February, which was the case yesterday, a gentleman that rang me, he's got three of the children's passports back, but he hasn't got any information as to if there's going to be a problem. Due date on the 8th of June, potential... he's flying on the 8th, flying on the 6th, due date on the 8th, but he wants to know, is there something he can be doing? So we need better communication. We need better messaging as well. I know the department and the passport office is trying to get people to do access the online system rather than paper-based system. They're trying to get away from that. But we still advertise the paper-based applications as Passport Express. So Passport Express gives the message straight away that it's looking for... that'll happen quickly, and that may not be the case. In conclusion, Lascom Corla, agus Gora Maigat Arish, the peace dividend... We'll talk about the protocol, we'll talk about the peace dividend, we'll talk about the benefits to the citizen. Talk is talk, action is action. People are going to have to start seeing more things on the ground, such as the A5 that have travelled down this week and last week and every week, still non-dual carriageway. But if we're going to be saying to the citizens of Donegal, Tyrone or Derry or wider into Fermanagh or Sligo and all these surrounding counties, that we're going to provide a service equal to the service of people in Kerry and Limerick and Cork yet, or Dublin in the wider area, if we're going to provide that dividend in action and Goramaiga Darish, I think we really have to keep an eye on the Conyadha Sulia Oskilche, but Conyadha Inchin Oskilche.
There should be a better early warning system. If there are errors with the application and the date isn't going to be met, and I'll communicate that to them. That perhaps the name Passport Express is the wrong name if in fact the other method is the Express method, and that we should look at that. Perhaps it was the fastest at the time it was introduced, but now with the online, look at the branding on that. It's clearly a difference. There's no TD in the House that isn't very familiar with passport queries, and particularly after the pandemic, all of us have done a lot of that, and a lot of representing our constituents in those problems. And we understand, for example, that new passport applications take much longer than renewals. I've had people tell me they've renewed their passport at lunchtime and received it the next morning, and they're delighted with that. And then on the other hand, a new passport can take a very long time to deliver. So I think that you're particularly emphasising the need for good communication, that we make sure that when an issue does occur, that we let people know about it. We've clearly got a large cohort of new passport holders from Northern Ireland. We're actually distributing passports through post offices in the north, so we're getting a whole lot of new citizens from both sides of the community, who of course are all very welcome. But the system, of course, is under massive pressure, because there were 2 years where people didn't renew their passports. That constitutes about 20% of the entire population looking for a new passport, a million passports required, and that backlog is being worked through with a large number of people being hired. But thank you very much for making your points.
Opinion on the Northwest. I used a new position, I used to get into trouble all the time giving my own opinion, but what's your opinion
on somebody from the Northwest having access, the same access?
Well, we're the government for all the citizens of Ireland, and we have to make sure that our services that we provide to the public are equitable and fair, no matter where you live, as far as we can possibly do.